Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Nothing brings the tropics to mind like the image of a palm tree. And as Daniel Kissling, research scientist with the Ecoinformatics and Biodiversity Research Group at Aarhus University, explains, every tropical region's palms tell a historical tale.
Imagine you are in the middle of a tropical rainforest in Amazonia. You feel the hot and humid air, and you see the tall trees and the dense leaves in the understory. Such a warm and wet environment is not only found in South America, but also in Africa and Southeast Asia. However, the rainforests on these continents have very different kinds of plants and animals. Our new research has revealed that the species composition in rainforests is strongly formed by climate change over millions of years. We focused our research on palms, a group of tropical plants that is almost 100 million years old. There are more than 2,400 species of palms in the world. How many and what kind of palm species you will find in a rainforest differs dramatically between South America, Africa, and Southeast Asia. By studying palms, we found that tropical rainforests in South America are particularly species-rich, while African rainforests have only few species of palms. Furthermore, South American palm assemblages are dominated by closely related species, while African palm assemblages have a relict nature. These differences can be explained by climate change over the last 50 million years. While South America had a relatively stable, humid and warm climate, Africa was hit by a severe drying. This dramatically diminished its rainforest during the last 10 to 30 million years and caused extinctions of many palms on this continent. By studying the long-term changes in tropical rainforests, we can thus learn a lot about how climate change affects the living world on our planet. Such knowledge is urgently needed because we are faced with climate change in the next century, and we need to know how this will affect biodiversity and the well-being of human societies.
That was Daniel Kissling of Aarhus University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Through the palm trees, swaying in the breeze, I know.